Yes.
Mr. President, I just talked to him again. He said he's trying to reach his people in Washington to see if they, over the hill there, to see if they work something out. And he says that all they've been trying to do is get a confirmation of what they agreed with Jim Reynolds, he and Curran and Lane Kirkland, the day before yesterday. And he's going to continue to work on the thing and see if he can straighten it out. That's all I could get out of him.
Well, what he's going to do is beat it, George, but I can't, we can't do any more, you and I. Well, I can't, only thing that can undo it.
I told him that he's gaining nothing. He says, I admit it. He says, I won't gain anything if I beat the bill.
Well, what he ought to do then is to let you give him the assurances you've given him and let you send a wire to him.
Well, he says, I asked him, don't he accept my insurance? He said, positively. He said, there was something about substituting some language in there that they was agreed on and that he's trying to get them to carry out. I'm not familiar with
that. Run down and get him. Let me show you what I think ought to be done. I've got a wire. The only, it doesn't make much difference what Hall says, but if they come to a vote with your wire there on it, Labor is going to be, George Meany is going to defeat the transportation bill. That's the net effect. And you have gone over with the fellows from Mobile and the fellows from Hebert from New Orleans and the fellows from that area with Jerry Ford and beat the bill that's in our platform and the most important, and I think without any reason. Now, here's what I would hope that would come out of it. This ought to go to every congressman. Now, if it can't, it can't, but this is my thinking. In my wire last evening, I expressed the interest of the AFL-CIO Executive Council in a strong and effective merchant marine. After further discussions with the administration and explanations from them, we have come to the conclusion that the best way to achieve such a merchant marine is to make the Maritime Administration a part of the Department of Transportation. We thereby strongly urge you to support the department bill being handled by Chairman Hollifield, which is now before you. Now, we don't know what that would do. We think that that would be enough to switch the boys back. If they don't, then I'm going to be defeated. McCormick's going to be defeated. Hollifield's going to be defeated. Ford's going to have a big victory, and I can't see how Labor could conceivably gain an inch. Now, I don't know anything else to promise that I haven't. I sent Reynolds out there. Reynolds is an honest, understanding man. He reported to me he had a complete agreement. We had Kirkland and the other people in, Haddock and some other fella. They met with Califano. He reported they had an agreement. The first I knew of was last night. I called you, and then they come in with this wire this morning. Now, I don't, that's, this is going to be very disruptive, George, to have the country see that you, George Meany, your wire supports Ford against something that I think you're for. Now, if this guy insists that we agree that we build so many ships without knowing what we're doing, then we can't meet those terms. But if he insists on justice, we'll give him that. And I think we'll give it better than Ford.
Yep.
And I'm just willing to go as far as I can. I told him I wouldn't. I don't think Connor's going to give him more than the Secretary of Transportation. And whoever they have, whatever they have, I'm going to appoint them. I took Nick Johnson out of there because they didn't like him. I haven't appointed a man. Now, the same man is going to appoint the fellows that he wants, the same as the Secretary of Transportation. So it just looks like to me he'd let you be the mediator and trust you and trust your judgment. And if he does, I'll trust it, and we can do the reasonable thing. But he oughtn't to kill this bill. I would even do this. I would even agree if you would send a wire, say, go on and support this bill, such as I've read, I would agree to have meetings with you before we ever call it up in the Senate, just leaving the House. But I hate to see it defeated in the next hour and a half. And I hate to have Jerry Ford to have that victory. And I think it's damn poor business for us to try to spend our time electing 100 men and then join with the Republicans on the eve of the election and defeat them.
Yeah. Okay, let me call him and I'll call you back again.
I think you can tell him this, if you believe me, that I will be reasonable and I will be fair with you.
I have told him that, and he's convinced of that. So, but still evidently, that isn't enough for you because...
Well, Larry O'Brien says we cannot carry this bill, that Jerry Ford will beat it, unless George Meany says, I have talked with Father, and I've got some further explanations and agreements with the administration that makes my previous wire null and void. Something, you know, that takes them off the hook, because
okay.
They, a congressman that's friendly to labor that's got a wire George Meany, hell, that's it. And I can't change him, and I don't want to change him.
Okay, I'll call and see if I can work it out. Right. I'll call you back.